This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today. Today I want to talk to you about kind of the primary concepts of understanding spiritual life. Everybody has a life, a material life that is. Everybody is existing, that is spiritual existence. But what is a spiritual life? That is where you come from the material conception of life to the spiritual conception of life. It's a perspective, it's a point of view. Now, the Vedic literature focuses on the issues surrounding the misconception that, generally speaking, is prevalent throughout the entire human race. Basically speaking, there has been a misidentification. Now, this is a huge issue. That's why it's stressed so much in the Vedic literature. That if you make a mistake in a calculation, or even adding up some numbers on a column of numbers on a page, if you make a mistake, the whole thing doesn't add up. You could have made a mistake at the first two numbers or the last 35 numbers. But somewhere in that addition, you made a mistake. So at the bottom, you don't get the fact. And it doesn't matter what you do with that answer. If it's incorrect, it carries that incorrectness throughout all the other calculations, all the other activities or reportings you may do. So we learn very early in school that you've got to get your adding and subtracting right. It is the root, the bottom line. You have to know how to count, you have to know how to add and subtract. That's the bottom line in mathematics. Well, the bottom line in spiritual realization is just as important. It carries on through all other levels and aspects of spiritual knowledge, realization, awareness, evolution, your perspective, your ability to assist others, your ability to give of yourself. Everything is affected by the bottom line stuff, just like the adding and subtracting. You may be a great mathematician and do astonishing things, but if you can't add and subtract, or if you make an error in your add and subtract, it all goes west. So the Vedic literature says the first thing that has to be corrected, you have to have the right firm conviction, understanding, so that it can be carried out on throughout your quest for spiritual realization, your quest for knowledge, your quest for realization, your quest for enlightenment, your quest for engagement in spiritual life. All of it is based on one simplistic point. And that point is, you are an eternal spirit soul in a temporary material body. Now, there's two aspects here. One is the body, one is the soul. And so we'll look at each of them slightly individually here, and that is, the body is temporary. No body lives forever. It doesn't matter what race, species, color, type, gender, none of this matters. None of the material bodies that you could be awarded last forever. The nature of matter is that it deteriorates. Okay? Now, that's true in anything and in everything in our experience here in the material world. So we have one definition clarified, and that is, the bodies are temporary and the body is not you. The body is a car, a vehicle. It is energized, it is maintained by a balance of nature, the necessities of life, the air, the food, the water, space, gravity, mobility, strength, folk, all of that is part of the body, and it is provided by the place, material nature. This entire place is maintained and sustained by nature. And so are all of the bodies. You can see that this is a water planet, and we have significant levels of water in our bodies. all the different types of bodies do. Because they're relative to this planet. It's workable. Now, let's look at the other side of it. You're a spirit. Spirit is not matter, and matter is not spirit. So we can now see that there's two distinct substances. We've defined the temporary aspects of the body, and that it is made of matter under the control of nature, and it is dominated by the element water. But now let's go to the other side, a spirit. Well, a spirit is, in essence, opposite. First of all, the living spirit soul is eternal. That means that it does not die when the body dies. You can't cut it, you can't burn it, you can't drown it, you can't do anything to a spirit by imposing matter at it. The nature of spirit is superior to the material nature. So, yes, you can do all these horrific things to my body, but you can't do any of those things to my soul. Because I am the soul, and I am giving animation, consciousness, sensitivity, awareness to the body. Now, the union of the spirit soul in a body is so intimate. You can sense so many things through the body. Any types of pains and pleasures, etc., any types of desires, any types of visions and understanding and memory, all of it is connected to the body. But you're not actually affecting the soul. The soul is witnessing and experiencing, but it's not under the control, it's not under the confines of matter. It is temporarily energizing a material body, but it is eternal. So the spirit soul is eternal. Further definition, a spirit soul is a particle, atom, atomic level particle of God. God is the eternal supreme being, and a portion of God is an eternal individual being, us. So we, as eternal living entities, we get to have life in a material tabernacle, material nature, like you and I are here today. Or we get to have life in the spiritual nature, which is our real home. This temporary place is quite incompatible. And the spiritual nature is completely compatible. So, on one hand, we're very much fish out of water. That's our situation now. We have anxiety. We have fear of death. We desire to live forever. We're confused about our true identity. This is all due to the body. But on our real conditional, on our real condition, we are eternal living entities, part and parcel of God, and we have eternal characteristics. And we have eternal qualities. And we have an eternal occupation. And that, if we engage in that occupation with our eternal independence, that means willingly, we become eternally happy. So this material world can be kind of a dress rehearsal or a practice or a progression back to seeing things in proper perspective. And that is what's meant by spiritual life. You're here in the material world having a material existence in a temporary material body, but you're practicing, you're raising your consciousness, you're focusing, you're changing the false identity that you're the body into the true identity that you're the soul. And from there, you're able to put forward expression, desire, development of consciousness, clarity of thought, clarity of purpose, to find your true duty and responsibility from the spiritual point of view. Now, this is where the Vedic literature comes in. The Vedic knowledge is totally aimed at educating you on the spiritual side of things. There's all sorts of educations, there's all sorts of universities, there's all sorts of schools, there's all sorts of books and people and professors of every type of material thing you can think of. Done. Vedic knowledge says, we're not doing that. Done. But Vedic knowledge is telling you, this is what the spiritual world is about. This is what it is like. This is what your responsibility is. This is how you enter. This is how you get there. This is what you do when you're there. This is how you achieve eternal bliss and knowledge. This is how you reach to eternal consciousness. You don't take a temporary material body and experience birth and old age and disease and death. That's behind you. This is where Vedic knowledge focuses. This is the content of the Vedic literature. It starts at this basic thing we're discussing today, and that is correcting the misidentification that you're the body. You are not the body. The body is a tool, a car you're using. But you are the conscious, eternal, living entity energizing the body. And you have a eternal, conscious duty and responsibility. Vedic knowledge is to help you understand what that duty is and to engage in that duty, because it's such a higher calling, it's such a higher responsibility, it's such a higher force that all of these temporary material issues, problems, fears, threats dissolve. They just don't matter to you anymore. Why should you be afraid of death when death is actually an opportunity to leave this temporary anxiety? Why should you worry about getting old when you know it's only the body that's getting old? You're not. There are many, many, many old people that say, oh, I'm getting old, but I'm not growing up. I'm still youthful. Why do they say that? Because they understand they, the conscious living entity, is eternally youthful. And they're witnessing, they're actually experiencing that the body is getting old, but they're not. Their momentum, their enthusiasm, their determination, their focus, their will is not diminished by the body. Their capacity to execute is diminished as the body diminishes. So the intelligent person doesn't get upset by it. And this is what the Vedic knowledge is about. It makes you an intelligent person. So all these temporary things in the material world won't bother you anymore. You understand. Oh, yes, it takes some time. It takes some practice. It takes some determination and clarity of thought. But when you have the knowledge, you can get above these misconceptions. Vedic knowledge is intended to get you outside of the misconceptions, starting with the thought that you're the body when you're actually the eternal spirit soul. So if we take this as the ABC level of spiritual life, it's the beginning. And if you get that right, if you get it corrected, because human society does not have it right. There isn't any doubt about it. Everybody thinks they're the body, and they say, oh, so everybody's going to die. Nobody dies, but everybody's body does. So we have to get this clear in our understanding. We have to get our perspective shifted to the right understanding. And currently, humanity, human society, does not have the right understanding. And therefore, there is anxiety in every class of man. He's misunderstood, misidentified, misclassified himself. Therefore, all sorts of things that he shouldn't worry about, he is. And things that he should be worried about, he's not. So this is part of the foundation for spiritual realization. This, if you get this conception clear in your mind and you think about it, actually think about it some period of time, meditate on it, if you will, and start focusing and understanding what it is to look at your life, your feelings, your desires, your predicament, your relationships, your duration of life from a spiritual point of view, an eternal living entity point of view, is completely different. And it gives a clarity, it gives a perspective that is unbeatable when it comes to the material comparative values of this life or that life. So Vedic wisdom is a very uplifting state just by meditating on this first basic teaching that you are the eternal living entity, you're not the temporary material body. And think about that. If you're eternal, that means you have many births, many bodies, many lifetimes, and that you are the same. You are the same person desiring and fulfilling those desires, endeavoring, looking for happiness, looking for engagement, involvement that's purifying, that's beneficial, trying to become a better person, elevate yourself out of the illusion and contamination of false friends and false ideals. You then look upon your family, your home, your nation, your possessions quite differently. You could be born in another country. You could be born on another planet. You could be born in another species. And your identification grows and develops around that particular birth and place. So if we look upon a person born in China, Russia, Africa, South America, Central America, Europe, differently than ourselves, this is called illusion. And I use the example because I think it's very valid. The pain of hunger is the same no matter where you're born, no matter what country you live in, no matter what species you identify. A hungry horse, a hungry cat, a hungry cow, a hungry boy, a hungry girl, it's still the same pain. So recognize that everyone is actually struggling with the same issues you're struggling with. This misidentification breeds a host of other problems downstream. And it's just a matter of where downstream everybody is. You might be 2 down, I'm 20 down, somebody's 1,000 down, but they're all struggling with the same issues. We're all working on the same point, and that is realizing who we actually are and understanding our eternal service and entering into that eternal service to be eternally happy. That's what Vedic knowledge is about, getting you to that platform. Your eternal nature, your eternal duty, your eternal responsibility, your eternal salvation, your eternal goal of life. Do you have an eternal goal of life? Do you see that you are an eternal being and you have a goal? And that it can play out through many lifetimes, not just one? According to the Vedic literature, to get the human form of life, you have to have gone through the other lower species and earned your way here. To get the opportunity to understand things in proper perspective, you have to have worked extremely hard for a very long time in a multitude of bodies, who can even count how many, to get to the point of the human form of life where you can understand our basic subject today, that you're not the body, you are the eternal spirit soul. This is a vitally important platform to get to. But we get to this platform of the human form, and there's so many distractions. There's so many stupid people. There's so many people presenting false goals. If nothing else, temporary goals. Every time there's a temporary goal, when the goal is achieved, it's a, oh well, okay, yeah, now what? That's the result of a temporary goal that you've misidentified as valuable. From a spiritual point of view, the only goal is to revive your eternal consciousness and engage in your eternal occupational duty. So there's a simplification that happens in the awareness and the understanding of you or I as a living entity when we actually see our true identity. When we think and act and feel and see our true identity, it's a simpler reality. And if we're stuck in the material conception of life, it's a complex, ever-changing, temporary situation that causes frustration and anxiety on everyone. No one is exempt from anxiety. You can say, I am, and then you step on attack. No, I am, and then you close your finger in the car door. How did that happen? What? Ow! Anxiety. No one is free from the anxieties of this material world. It's just if you understand them to be temporary inconveniences and you're on an eternal path, they don't bother you. Okay, I hurt my finger. Hang on a minute, the pain will go away. I'll cope with the problem. I'll cope with the healing. Because the body's not me. It's just something I'm wearing and it happens to have an owie. So this program, our Vedic Wisdom program, is bringing you the understanding and the Vedic knowledge that you've got to get this first lesson clear. It never grows old. It never tires. You will need to keep this point of view, keep this perspective, keep this clear in your mind permanently, so that you can't fall down, so that you don't fall down, so that everybody else's nonsense and misidentification and false goals and influences and demands don't change your point of view. This is intelligence. An intelligent person must have determination, faith, spiritual strength. I know I am the eternal living entity. I don't care how many times you say my body is me. It's not. My body may be mine, but it's not me. I have this body, you have that body, you empower it, and I empower this. But when the body ends, we don't. We carry on. We are eternal living entities, just like God is an eternal living entity. We're part and parcel of the Lord. Our responsibility, our duty, our plan in the greater thing, in the Lord's plan, is we are servants of God. If we render service to God and we become selfless instead of selfish, like this material world teaches us, we taste the highest nectar of love of God and understanding. This is the opportunity, this is the responsibility for the intelligent person to come out of the misconception, read the Vedic literature and understand your true position, and follow the guidelines, follow the instructions, follow the support given in Vedic literature to help you become a stable servant of God who feels love of God, who becomes a selfless, compassionate, truthful, helpful being, who sees others as himself, another living entity, trying to raise himself out of the bodily conception of life. So this is the perspective that so many other aspects of spiritual life get stacked upon. That the baseline conception of being an eternal living entity as opposed to a temporary body stays with you. You need to keep that in mind. You need to have that conviction. And conviction can't come without knowledge and realization. And the Vedic literature and the spiritual master, that is their desire. That is their goal and responsibility and work, is to come here and help you get the proper conception of your identity and your responsibility and your service and what will actually make you happy. This is the teachings in the Vedic literature. This is the opportunity available because you read the Vedic literature just once. That's all you have to do, and your life will change.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.